My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 9th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from.
My full name is Geoffrey Allen Claxton, prefer to be known as Jeff. My date of birth, 6th of January 1959, and I come from central London.
So when did you first hear about the project, and what inspired you to take part?
Well, I've followed the fourth plinth all the way through, particularly loved Wallinger's Ecce Homo. And I used to be church warden at St Martin in the Fields, so we've commissioned our own arts projects over there. So we've always had a sort of an eye on what's going on in the square as well. And for the plinth itself, this fourth plinth project, actually, I think I first heard about it on the media, but then I saw all the maquettes in the National Gallery as well. So hard to say, really.
And how did you feel when you found out you got a place?
Well, I'm a backup participant, so I was rung on today's Sunday. I was rung on Thursday to see if I could do Thursday afternoon, and then someone turned up at the last minute who they were slightly worried she wasn't going to. And then the same last night, Saturday night, I thought there was concern someone wasn't going to turn up, so I was slightly sort of, and then. Final thing last night, they rang to say that 6 o'clock this morning was available. Could I do that? So quite excited, but it's been a real sort of roller coaster of emotions. It's am I on? Am I not?
Yeah.
So.
And so, what do you plan to do on the plinth?
One of my roles at St Martin's is as a trustee of the Connection at St Martin's, the charity that helps homeless people. So I want to be up there out of solidarity for homeless people. So I want to build a cardboard city up there. I've brought a mass of cardboard boxes, some of which I'm going to make into a sort of sleeping shelter and have a sleeping bag in there. And then the others I'm just going to open up and actually write messages on for people. And the real message that I'm sort of going through at the moment is the what used to be the National Lottery slogan, or the Camelot slogan, it could be you. Because I'd actually checked on the figures. The chances of winning the National Lottery are 1 in 13.98 million. The chances of a Londoner being homeless on the streets is something like 1 in 18,000. Last year, the official figure was 3,472 street homeless people in London verified, and there are probably quite a few more who've not been found. Mm-hmm. So I just want to bring that focus to the square.
Yeah. And where did that desire come from? I mean, you choosing to kind of raise awareness on the homeless?
I wanted to bring something of the life of St Martin's to the fourth plinth, and there was so much I could have done, but actually it was just sitting in church last Sunday morning and having seen someone, actually on last Saturday evening, there was someone who'd filled the plinth with umbrellas. It was chucking it down with rain, and I just looked online and I saw the plinth covered with umbrellas, which I thought was a really cool idea. And I just thought, actually, cardboard city is the thing to do, partly because sort of the block of granite, I think it's granite, for the plinth, or is it Portland stone, I don't know, whichever. It's the contrast of that with the fragility of the cardboard. I think that speaks a lot.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And have you been involved in an event in a kind of fine art context before? In a fine art context, have you ever been involved?
No. The main events I've been involved in, I used to sing in a choir, So I used to sing for the London Gamers Chorus. So I've done lots of concerts, but whether that's fine art's another matter.
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit about your background and maybe, you know, where you're from and kind of, you know, your roots and.
Okay, I'm what I think is sometimes a rare thing. I'm a born and bred Londoner who still lives in London. London seems to be quite often full of people who are from outside, actually born outside and have moved to London. I was born in North London. Both my parents were from North London. So I was brought up in Enfield on the sort of northern edge of London, but in 10 years ago, moved to where I am now, just around the corner from the British Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love being in the centre of London, but it does have its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was very interesting for me the way that I changed my approach to homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, when I first moved into London, I used to be very soft and would give money to anyone who begged.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually began to realise that it wasn't particularly helping.
Mm-hmm.
And actually that the best thing to do would be to support the homeless charities, not
yeah.
Not giving money to homeless people
mm-hmm.
directly.
Mm-hmm.
That's at times felt like a cop out, but actually I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. And do you have any hopes or fears or expectations about going on the plinth?
No, I just want to see how it comes, really.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting for me, sitting there seeing St Martin's sort of across the square, because I was church warden at St Martin's, and for 6 years, finished in April this year, so saw through a lot of the detail of the building project that we've just had. So to see St Martin's from the square rather than the square from St Martin's is an interesting sort of swap in roles for me.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say this kind of project represents as a whole?
The project as a whole? I'm not entirely sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not utterly convinced I would describe it as art.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very fascinating insight into people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm between jobs at the moment, so I've walked past a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And have been very interested to see the people up there.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't describe most of what's been up there as fine art, and I'm sure I'm not going to be fine art, but thought-provoking, it certainly has been.
Yeah.
And that's been very important.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for the interview. That was brilliant.
Thank you.